Today, President Obama is making his final stop on his trip through Africa. So far, he has been from the west coast of Senegal to South Africa, and now he's in Tanzania in the east. It is the first major trip the president has made to the continent, and it comes, of course, amid serious concerns about the health of Nelson Mandela. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro has been traveling with the president, and he is with us now from Dar es Salaam. And Ari, let's start with where you are in Tanzania. What is the president doing there, and how is he being received?
Well, the whole structure of the trip tried to reach different regions of Africa, Western Africa and Senegal, Southern Africa when he was in Cape Town and Johannesburg. And of course, this is Eastern Africa. And so as he's here, he's talking a lot about investment with the continent, bringing business to Eastern Africa. Of course, it's just across the border from Kenya where his father was born. He's not going there because the president is in trouble with the International Criminal Court. But the reception here would make you think that his father might have been born here because the streets were lined with bigger throngs than I have ever seen anywhere we've gone with the president. There were huge signs welcoming the president, saying Karibu, welcome in Swahili. Women were dancing in skirts that they had printed fabric with the president's face on them. So just huge, effusive welcome here in Dar es Salaam.
And you saw the same kind of thing in Senegal, right?
The same kind of thing in Senegal, and actually a little less in South Africa. In South Africa, the attention was all being paid to Nelson Mandela, but in Senegal, certainly there were people, you know, making up impromptu songs with the president's name in them as they were waiting for him to come out of a meeting on the street.
Well, one of the stories that's out there this morning about Tanzania, it's in the New York Times, that there is increasing suppression of political opposition in that country. Mm-hmm. Is that something that the president has addressed?
Not overtly. You know, when the president talks with President Kikwete of Tanzania, it's all very diplomatic. But he has spoken obliquely about how democracy doesn't end on election day. And, you know, he was talking about the protests in Egypt and said, for example, that one way a democracy is judged is by how it treats its opposition parties. So he hasn't talked specifically about Tanzania in that regard, but he's talked generally about those issues in a way that I think people could, you know, read between the lines.
Well, let's talk about South Africa. Obviously, that's where a lot of the attention has been because of the concerns about Nelson Mandela, and I want to get to that in a minute. But the president gave a speech yesterday there saying he wanted to change the relationship between the U.S. and Africa from one of assistance to one of partnership.
Yeah, that's been a major theme of this entire trip, that he sort of says the era of foreign aid to Africa, of giving food and medicine and the like, that is behind us. He says instead he wants to help Africa build capacity. So instead of providing medicine, the U.S. is now trying to help Africans build a health infrastructure. Instead of just building power plants, they're trying to get U.S. companies to invest in relationships that will help give Africans power and also make money for American companies. They're talking about breaking down trade barriers so that Africans can do business with the U.S. in ways that have been more difficult. You know, the president just said in this press conference with the president of Tanzania that it's easier for Africans to ship flowers and coffee to Europe than it is for them to ship flowers and coffee within Africa. So they're working on breaking down those trade barriers as well.
And one of the reasons, obviously, for this renewed focus on investment in Africa and partnerships with Africa is because China's doing it. I wonder if that's something you're seeing evidence of there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, China's leaders in the last 5 years have visited something like 30 African countries. President Obama's tally now is at 5. So there's a huge discrepancy, and some of this is making up for lost time. President Obama keeps saying he welcomes the involvement of China and Brazil and Turkey and India in the African continent because he says the rise of Africa will be good for everyone. But the Chinese have absolutely been here in a way that the U.S. has not, that even this trip does not begin to bring the two equal.
All right, let's talk about Nelson Mandela. Of course, he's in a critical condition right now. The president did not meet with him, but he did meet with some family, right?
That's right. He said that was out of respect for the family's wishes and you know, out of concern for Mandela's health and well-being. He's in critical condition in the hospital. The president did meet members of the Mandela family when he was in Johannesburg. And also the next day, on Sunday, the Obama family toured Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 18 of his 27 years behind bars. And really at every stop, President Obama has talked about Nelson Mandela, his life, his lessons, his inspiration, and how it applies to issues today.
Now, you've spent a lot of time covering the president, traveling with him. This was his first major trip to Africa. What struck you about this trip, and what has your experience been like traveling with him on it?
You know, first of all, people here feel such a connection to President Obama because his father is from Africa, because he's the first black president. But another thing that really strikes me about the way the president presents himself here is that when he's in the United States, he really sort of plays down his blackness. He plays down the fact that he is the first African-American president. Here, it's very different. You know, in his major speech in Cape Town yesterday, he talked about how incredible it was that an African-American president was standing before an integrated audience at the oldest university in South Africa that had awarded an honorary degree to a president, Nelson Mandela. That's the sort of thing he talks about infrequently in the United States that I think has been a more potent theme here in Africa.
That's NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro traveling with the president in Africa. He's joining us right now from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. You can also follow his trip, and I have been, on Tumblr, ariinafrica.tumblr.com. Ari, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And a quick look at some other stories we're following. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Edward Snowden will not get asylum in Russia if he keeps leaking U.S. secrets. In Florida, jurors in the George Zimmerman murder trial have been listening to an audio interview he gave a Sanford police officer immediately after he fatally shot Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman is claiming self-defense. And some big surprises at Wimbledon, but we're not going to tell you. All things considered, we'll have the latest later if you're not worried about a spoiler alert. Back with the latest news here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Bicon, providing the Bicon Dental Implant System, a comprehensive short dental implant solution since 1985. Details at Bicon.com. And Diedrichs, with outdoor furniture, dinnerware, and home accessories, selected for form, function, and feeling for your home. DIDRIKS.com.